We brought you a study recently about how Ozempic was being linked to personality differences, that maybe it could cause a little bit of irritability.
Well, we've noticed.
Well,
with Matt,
we did bring it, and Matt said he felt
it
a little bit, but also I think that you're just more confident now, and
maybe.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'm
maybe. Maybe I've just been worn down over time.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
Yes, you and Kate are the only ones worn down over time.
You don't feel it?
No, I was being sarcastic.
Oh, I was going to say, you awful lot of punches from you over there.
Yeah, like none of us else feel worn down over time.
I'm just saying, everybody feels that.
And so we've all been operating at that level. Matt's just joined us.
Yeah.
Okay. Is what you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like it's new to us, but really he's meeting us where we are.
Okay.
If we want to use current lingo, he's just meeting us where we are.
Got you.
So the thing now that is happening with Ozempic users, and it's blowing up Reddit, is that men are reporting that their Ozempic Ozempic use is leading to erectile dysfunction.
What's the point of losing weight?
Well, I mean, to be healthy and heart healthy and to live longer.
Is it a permanent dysfunction or just a temporary dysfunction?
Some are noticing that when they temporarily stop using Ozempic, even for 2 weeks, they notice that they get their sexual function back.
Interesting.
And doctors are not saying
I know why.
Well, doctors aren't saying that they know, doctors are not saying that it's not happening, but they don't know why it's happening. There's a couple theories, but nothing has been laid out and said, this is the reason why.
Can I give a theory?
Sure.
Okay. Matt has said this with Ozempic, is that your food, it slows your digestive system down, so it's kind of just sitting there, and I wonder if more blood is going to that area.
Ding, ding, ding.
And away from the ding-donger.
Yep.
Mm. Okay.
It is.
That makes sense.
That is one of the theories for sure, saying that because the semaglutide is curbing your appetite, and it is actually slowing the food, it's making the digestive process move slower, blood flow is also slower. And so blood flow is not.
But don't.
Going
I
down
thought
there.
If you lose weight, like if you lose a lot of weight, sometimes it actually because I heard overweight people sometimes have more issues with down there not working, like Jared. And,
okay.
No, but then when you lose weight, you actually have more of a sex drive because you lost so much weight. I don't know why it is.
I think your blood flows are usually better when you have less weight.
Yeah. So. So you would think it would do the opposite.
Well, it's not. I mean, for Ozempic, this is what is happening, and doctors baffled. Is it happening to you, or you're noticing?
Mine's been the opposite of that.
It has.
My drive is up big time.
And is it the confidence and the fact that you have more energy?
More energy, for sure. It's more energy. It's, I think I was so overweight that I was tired. I wasn't sleeping well.
Mm-hmm.
By the time, we got to bed, I was just like, I don't have the drive. I don't have the energy. And so Hannah and I had conversations. She was initiating a lot because she's like, why don't you want this more? She goes, I hear all the time the girls I work with, their husbands are like constantly wanting it. She goes, and you're not. And I was like, it's not that I don't. Yeah. I just don't. When the time comes to do it, I'm too tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have the energy. And it's certain parts are uncomfortable, and I just didn't have the drive.
What do you mean parts are uncomfortable?
Certain positions.
Oh.
Like when you're on your head or whatever.
like my neck.
It's a lot of weight to put on my neck.
That's weird.
He's like Cirque du Soleil in there. The one thing that is telling what Matt said that I picked, the one thing I picked out of that is that his wife and their coworkers talk about the amount of sex they're having with their husbands at work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, women try to pretend they don't talk about it.
Oh, no.
But they're like comparing who does it more. And
my wife has always worked in an office with 100% women. Mm-hmm. So that's most of what they talk about.
Really?
Oh, I've heard horrible, disgusting things that they talk about.
Thank you, Matt, for validating who I am as an individual. I'm like, no, my girlfriend. And now we're not.
No, every time I ask you, you're like, we don't talk about it.
No, well, meaning we're not.
Seriously, every time I've asked you, you said, me and my girlfriends don't talk about sex.
We don't talk. This is what we don't talk about. This is what we do not talk about. We do not talk about other women's husbands' penis size.
Okay.
Mm. I don't want to know. I don't care what you're working with. I don't. Mm. That is not a topic of conversation that any of my girlfriends sit around and talk about. We're not like, well, how big so-and-so? We don't.
You sound very firm, no pun intended, on this.
You've made me uncomfortable.
Good blood flow.
Made me uncomfortable.
Why are you
because women do have conversations about sex in general. Sex in general. Not whose donger is the biggest, mm-hmm. what, you know, like that's not.
But you're talking about, but I feel like every time mm-hmm. I ask you, like you would say, oh, we don't discuss our sex lives. I don't say, my friends don't say how much they're doing it, how much we're doing it. It was like, in general.
Well,
like, and then Matt's saying that's all they talk
well,
about.
But I well,
it's not
say,
all they talk about, but they yeah. talk about it frequently. I mean, I'll get a text once a month mm-hmm. with Hannah asking me, what are your thoughts on this? And I might be like, where the heck did you find that term out? Like, are you searching porn? And then she's like, well, no, so-and-so,
Francesca
one of the girls
work.
I work with said this. And I was like, oh. I'm like, well, that's, you know, whatever
they're
do
they, into. Do you, yeah. Has Hannah ever said that she disgusts the size of the package?
No.
Discusses, not disgust.
No.
Like, yeah. are you saying that that she's disgusted? Repulsed. Like, you're repulsed? Disgust.
Like, disgusted past tense.
Oh. I was like, that is so rude.
Has Hannah ever been disgusted by your package? No, she doesn't. That's not something that she's brought up. It's more of like, how or like outside the box ways to initiate it okay. or things like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think she's talking about and bragging about how much more of a drive you have now because of your weight loss?
Yes. Yeah. We've been around people that have brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, brought one up.
Well, Hannah's telling us about
it. Yeah, just yeah. Some of her friends have like mentioned it when we've been out, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And it's because there's been a change. Like that wasn't probably something that you all were discussing while you're out at what, like with your friends on a random Friday night before you started Ozempic. You're
right.
Like, so how many times you guys do it? I mean, that's not how that comes up, but because there's been a change, right?
Yeah, we would be out and I would make some comment like, you know, it, whatever time it is, I'm like, we got to get home. I said, I'm trying to get it.
Oh.
Yeah. Or something.
Wow.
I would say
yeah.
it differently. I can't say
before,
how I would
tear
say it,
up
it on the air.
Jason Goodman.
Yeah. Like,
tear it up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
before your friend's yeah. like, oh, he's trying to get some cake. And now
yeah.
it's like.
Well, yeah. I would yeah. I would say something like, I'm trying to do this. And they're like, yeah, well, here it's happening a lot more now. And I'd be like, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
And
yeah.
Matt, would you say the increase is percentage wise of the increase of occasions?
2 to 3 times more a week.
So how
two
many
two to three times.
Wow.
You don't mind me asking, how many times y'all doing it?
Now? 3 to 4.
Wow.
A week. It depends on the week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. you know, okay. some weeks, you know,
right.
And then some weeks if we have a lot of stuff going on, it does get a little more complicated. But on a slow week, 2, on a busy week, 4.
Wow.
I'd say
okay.
three to four, mm-hmm. 3 probably average, but more 4s than 2s.
Maybe I need some Ozempic for Carol.
You're not
oh
going to take
gosh.
It. You won't take
not
it.
Not for the weight loss.
Yeah. because the study is saying it could be lead to your ED.
Right.
It could
but not,
be.
Clearly,
but not in
Matt's
case, yeah.
I mean, Hannah and I had a conversation recently where I brought up, I was like, you used to initiate a lot more than you do now. And she goes, yeah, I don't have to.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. She goes, yeah. you're initiating enough for the both of us. Mm-hmm. And I was
well,
like,
the good news
that's
is
true.
It's good exercise, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.